294. So again, yesterday we discussed, or we have been discussing, when could you daven mincha? So we talked about the earliest time you could daven mincha after 6.5 hours of the day. Interesting enough, I saw today that someone was reading this down that the Chazon Ish, would never daven mincha before 12:30. Or 1:30, you know, depending on summertime or not summertime, daylight saving time. That way you're never going to have a problem, because 12:30, 1:30 will always be a few minutes after 6.5 hours. Again, normally what we say is you calculate chatzos, midday, you know, using the relative hours, we discuss that, and then you add a half an hour, and many posts can say it's a relative half hour. So again, this time of year would be more than 30 minutes. Winter time would be less than 30 minutes. But again, and as I told you, I don't know if it's for the same reason, but Rav Moshe Zeketzheimer also held that Chatzos is always 12 or 1. 12 or 1, you know, 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, it's really the same. Again, depending if we fiddle with the daylight savings time. But the question is, what's the latest you could daven mincha? So the Machaber said, as you're probably familiar, we have a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say you could daven till nighttime. Daven mincha till nighttime. Again, so yesterday we spent a while. What's considered nighttime? Two opinions. We had two opinions depending upon where we say the day ends. According to opinion number one, it ends at Tzeisel Chachamim, Shabbos ending time. Wow, that's late. So you could daven mincha, we'll see a little later. Even according to them, you can't daven mincha right before Tzeisel Chachamim, let's say like at 8 o'clock. A quarter of an hour is the latest you could be close to Tzeisel Chachamim, then it's too late. According to the other opinion, which is what we normally do, is the latest you could daven mincha is sunset. Sunset, that's the latest. But that's according to the Chachamim. According to Rav Yehuda, we have the latest time in daven mincha is a time called Plaga Mincha, 10 3/4 hours, relative hours again, and that's the latest you could daven mincha. Again, you'd have to plug that into once 10.5 hours, is it according to the first opinion, second opinion? Okay, we went through that whole tumult yesterday. So what we discussed yesterday is, okay, bottom line, who we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim. How late could you daven mincha? Could you daven mincha until, let's say, sunset, let's say, according to opinion number two? Or could you daven, the latest you could daven mincha is Plaga Mincha, which, as you know, this time of year is about 6:35 this week, probably around there, 6:30, 6:35. Big difference. Sunset, 8 o'clock. Plaga Mincha, 6:30. So the Machaber said you could go either way. Go either way, but, and this is what we finished with yesterday, you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. And that's what we got up to. In other words, you can't, let's get back into this. Let's start from the top line. Shema Oza Kirabbanon, that if you go according to the Rabbanon, Mispal Mincha Adalayla, and you could daven mincha, you call according to the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan hold you could do mincha until nighttime. Again, it doesn't mean nighttime, a quarter of an hour before. Shuvei no yachol ispalo arvis miplaga mincha ulamala. So in other words, like we said yesterday, so let's say, for example, you're going according to the Chachamim. So you daven mincha, let's say this time of year, let's say plaga mincha is 6:30. So when did you daven mincha? 7 o'clock, 7:15, 7:30, whatever. In other words, after Plaga Mincha. So in other words, you're demonstrating that you're going according to the Chachamim. You're davening, you're saying it could go till nighttime. So now if you daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, Vim also Kirav Yehuda Mispala Arvis Plaga Mincha Lamala Hare Tzarek Lizar Shlo Yispala Mincha Belso Shas. So again, if you're going according to Rav Yehuda, and you're davening Maariv after Plaga Mincha, after 6:30, that's when you're davening Mincha. So then you can't You're davening Maariv after Plaga Mincha, so you can't daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha. Right? Everybody got that? In other words, at 6:30, let's say, is Plaga Mincha. So let's say you daven Maariv after that. So, but before you daven Maariv, you have to daven Mincha. When did you daven Mincha? You daven it before 6:30? No. This guy daven mincha after 6:30, after Plaga Mincha, then he daven Maariv right away. So you're contradicting yourself. That would, as we said yesterday, it's tied to disaster. Now again, that would work according to the Chachamim also, right? And that's what we were saying before. Right. The Akshav, so the Machaber says that now, Shenagu Lispal Tfilas Mincha Ad HaLaila, now that most places, just like then, but the Machaber says now that the custom is to daven Mincha until nighttime, again, doesn't literally mean nighttime, but a little before that. Ein Lispal Tfilas Arvis Kodem Shkiyas HaKam. So then you shouldn't daven Maariv before sunset. In other words, again, like we said, you're davening Mincha after Plag Mincha. You're davening Mincha at 7, 7:15, 7:30. So then right away you want to daven Maariv? Well, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. But you davened Mincha according to the Rabbanan. The imbidievet is pal tfilas arvis mepaga Mincha ulamala. Let's say you did that. In other words, let's say, and some places do this, right? Especially on Fridays, right? They'll daven, let's say like this week. Let's say, like I mentioned yesterday, some shuls, they want an early Shabbos on Fridays. So daven Mincha, let's say, at 6:30. So this week, let's say, if you daven Mincha at 6:30, that's after Plag HaMincha. You're not going to finish one Esrei till after Plag HaMincha. Then they'll daven Maariv right away. But again, the halacha says you're contradictory. You're being contradictory. So, Vim b'di'evet hispala arvis m'pag mecha, let's say you did that, ulamala, yotza, so then you're yotza, the Machaber says. V'shas al-chak, yochali hispala tfilas arvis m'pag mecha, ulamala, again, if it's really a touchy situation, or a difficult situation, so then you could daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha. Now, the Mishnah Brura brings down poskim who say that you shouldn't be lenient with this, that if you daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha, you cannot daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha, until after sunset. He says, Aval imba osayom, if in a day itself, gufa, hispalo Mincha achar Plag HaMincha, shuv osur lo lispalo arvis komalayla. So Mishnah Brura brings down poskim to say you can't do this. It'd be usur to be davening Mincha and Maariv in the same halakha time zone. So then you'll say, so how about those shuls that have a steady time? How can they do that? So then here comes the rub. The Mishnah Brura brings down that when do we say you can't contradict yourself and daven Mincha and Maariv after Plag HaMincha at the same time? So he says, that's if you're davening by yourself. He said, but if you're davening with a minion, and they daven Mincha, and then it's going to be a hassle to get everybody together, and people are not going to wait. So the Mishnah Brura says, Hikilu ha'achronim shemutu lispala arvis samachlo Mincha, that some achronim are lenient and said you could do it. That you could daven, again, a tzibur, a minion, a group, could do this. Now again, he brings down looking Reish Lamed Hey. Now it's not the best thing to do, and that's why we don't do it. But again, in certain circumstances, you know, shuls do it. So okay. So we'll stop here for today. And Emir Tzashem, maybe next week we'll do halachas about Tisha B'Av, but Emir Tzashem.